Fed Chair Ben Bernanke gave the first ever question and answer session today with the press from a chairman of the Federal Reserve. And the head of the Fed was proud of his agency's work, blaming everything under the sun except his money printing schemes for high unemployment and high gas prices. Here to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business contributor and my colleague Charles Payne, Democratic strategist Tara Dowdell, and Reason Magazine associate editor Peter Suderman. Now, Charles, I'm going to guess that you watched this. You probably maybe winked or nodded a little bit here or there because it was a good cure for insomnia. What did you think? Do we know anything now that we didn't know before he started to speak this afternoon?
I think we know that the Fed is going to stay accommodative probably for the rest of the year. And we know that the Fed is totally disconnected from what happens in reality. And, you know, just a hint that, yes, there is some inflation, but it's temporary, it's transitory, was just absolutely amazing.
Tara, do Democrats want the Fed? And I say this because you're a Democratic strategist and you have an ear to an eye to their thinking. Do Democrats want the Federal Reserve to just keep printing all the cash it can, to distribute all the cash now, irrespective of the long-term consequences of that? Or are there fiscal conservatives, sound money people among the Democrats?
Well, the Democrats are a very heterogeneous, a very diverse group of people, so you have people with a whole lot of different perspectives. I think what the Democrats want specifically is more transparency from the Fed and more accountability, and I think actually there are a lot of people that feel that way. The Fed has functioned a little bit like a secret society. So the fact that Ben Bernanke is actually making himself available to a less controlled media opportunity, I think, is a good thing. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Would you, before I go to Peter, would you have, or did you applaud the decision by a federal court here in Manhattan on Fox Business's challenge to the Fed, in which Fox Business won the case and the federal courts ordered the Fed to divulge 25,000 pages of documents from the stimulus programs back in 2008?
Absolutely, because I think transparency is key. We need to know what's happening, and that's important.
Peter, do you think the public understands the consequences of creating money out of thin air? Most people, when you tell them about it, say, well, that can't possibly be. Only in a cartoon would somebody think that you can get rich just by printing money.
Well, I certainly think that the Fed's history of sort of mysteriousness, of being shrouded in secrecy and, you know, refusing to go public with a lot of its decisions has contributed to a public that doesn't really understand what goes on there. And I think what the Fed today was trying to do was create the perception of more transparency, but I'm not really sure that they can actually do that much. I mean, Bernanke has admitted in the past that it was a mistake. You know, he said a couple of years ago it was a mistake for him to talk to a reporter once because the markets misinterpreted something he said. And so, you know, he's said in the past that, look, it's a bad idea to talk to the press because people might misinterpret what I'm saying. Right. So all he can really do here is say stuff that we already know in order to make it look like he's being more open and more transparent. But there's not actually more transparency here because of these press conferences.
All right, Charles, you watch this stuff professionally and you advise clients as a result of the information you gather when you watch these things. What do you think his goal was? I mean, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. His organization is more secretive than the CIA. I mean, we literally know more about the CIA than we do about the Fed. In his own mind, what do you think Chairman Ben wanted to accomplish by this Q&A this afternoon?
I think there was a two-prong thing. I think first and foremost, legitimizing the Fed in its role with respect to bringing the economy back. I think he really wanted to sort of, I think he feels like, you know what, a lot of negative press. Ron Paul's become a superstar. The November elections, I think, to me, were a clear signal to the Fed that you've got to do more than just go in 60 minutes to show the American people that that the Fed is even justified. Secondly, I think he wanted to take a bow. I think sincerely, he believes that they've done more good than harm.
Oh, boy. He really is on another planet from the rest of us, but I appreciate that. Now, so switching gears, guys, it's President Obama versus the Republicans in the fight over oil prices. The president is calling for an end to unwarranted tax breaks for oil companies, while the Republicans blame the president and his bans on offshore drilling. So who is to blame for gas prices averaging close to $4 a gallon, Peter Suderman? Who is to blame for this?
Well, I think, you know, the first place you want to look is it the federal gas tax that adds to the price of every gallon you buy? But look, what's unwarranted here is a tax code that allows the federal government to, to pick winners and losers, to reward certain industries that they like and to take away from the industries that they don't like. And the problem here is not whether there are subsidies or whether there aren't. The problem here is that Obama wants to take these subsidies away from the oil industry and give them to green energy industry, give them to a different industry. And what we need to have is a corporate tax code that's designed simply to raise revenue in a straightforward and fair way, not to, to say, okay, we like this industry and we don't like that one.
Got it. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that the government shouldn't be picking winners and losers and say, well, this activity won't be taxed, but that will? And do you accept Peter's argument that if we have to have a tax, I think he's probably as much opposed to the corporate income tax and the personal income tax as I am, but if we have to have a tax, it should be straightforward, even across the board, and the same for everybody. I'm talking about big corporations now.
Judge, I actually agree with you that we do need to overhaul our tax code, and the president actually proposed that, and there's support, I think, on both sides of the aisle in doing that. The dirty little secret is that the business community, while saying they want that, is working behind the scenes to 86 that effort.
But we are talking about something that is as traditional between the government and the oil companies as mom and apple pie, which is the oil depletion allowance. I mean, basically, it allows oil companies to depreciate certain equipment as long as they use it for drilling, because the government, believe it or not, there was a time when the government wanted to encourage drilling. So is Speaker Boehner serious about wanting to get rid of it, or do you think he's just trying to take a political issue off the table between the Democrats and the public?
I think he's serious because this is a win-win for him, to your point. But, I want to get back to the dirty little secret about gas. We always confuse oil with gas. One thing no one's talking about, in February, a gallon of gas, 14% of the price of a gallon of gas came from refinery costs, up from 4% in November, up from 3% when gas skyrocketed under Bush. You know why? We haven't built a new refinery here since 1976. Wow. And you know why? Because the environmentalists won't let us, and the Obama administration doesn't want us.
And the taxes are the same. Peter talked about the federal tax in California and Hawaii, federal and state tax together, and here in New York, 88 cents a gallon. That's gouging. Why don't they cut
that? That's 13% of a gallon of gas right now. So you take the refinery costs. And by the way, crude oil is a smaller percentage of a gallon of gas now than it was when it spiked in 2008.
Give me the last word. We have about 30
Judge,
seconds.
I want to say this, though. People have been told, average Americans, we need to stand on our own 2 feet. Well, the oil companies need to stand on their own 2 feet. They're about to announce tomorrow massive profits. Why are we subsidizing them? Why are we giving them taxpayer money while the people are suffering?
Why don't we let them drill where they want to drill? And why do we give money to the green organizations instead?
Well, we need to diversify. It's about reducing our dependence on foreign oil so we're not held hostage every time there's a price swing.
Got it. Peter Suderman, Tara Daldel, Charles Payne, thanks very much for joining us. Up next, the plain truth on the Federal Reserve and how its very existence allows the government to do whatever it wants with your money.